Welcome, everyone, to episode 42 of the Fast and Fabulous podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Montone. I am a full-time mom, wife, fasting coach, and podcaster. My entire adult life was always centered around losing weight and got exceptionally difficult after having children. I had tried everything: pills, shakes, counting calories, over-exercising. I was the ultimate yo-yo dieter. Until January 2020, when I discovered clean intermittent fasting. 4 years later, not only have I maintained a 50-pound weight loss, more importantly, I've ditched diet brain for the first time in my adult life. So please stop counting calories and stick with me, because we all have the power to lose weight and keep it off naturally. Please remember to consult your physician before embarking on an intermittent fasting lifestyle. Also, please do not use any of the following information in place of medical advice. This episode is brought to you by the Fast and Fabulous Patreon community. I'm always asked how you can support the show and help us get the word of intermittent fasting out, and now you can do just that. There's only one level of membership to keep this as simple as possible for only $6.99 a month. That's less than a Starbucks, people. You can not only support the show, but you'll also get something in return. When you join, you'll enjoy early access to every episode, connect with other intermittent fasters from around the world, access to our monthly Zoom meetups where we can connect privately on a variety of topics, and much more. To join, please visit the link in the show notes. And for those interested to connect with me for a consultation, please visit fastandfabulouspodcast.com. Okay, everyone, today I'm joined by Erica Barnhart. Erica is a 43-year-old salon consultant who resides in Pennsylvania with her husband and three dogs. Erica struggled with weight issues since childhood and was overweight throughout most of her life. Over many years, she's tried numerous diets since the age of 12, but success was only temporary. At age 13, she was diagnosed with high cholesterol and triglycerides, but never given any medication. Fast forward to 2023, she realized she was procrastinating on scheduling her annual physical, because in the back of her mind, she knew that doctor was going to become more persistent about beginning statin medication due to her high cholesterol. She was also suffering from sleep apnea and had to use a CPAP machine, and had been experiencing plantar fasciitis in her right foot, causing her to limp. She felt unnaturally old, defeated, and unhealthy for her age. She was so ready to make a change and began looking for a sustainable and cost-effective plan to become healthier. Erica's work involves a hybrid environment, which means she works from home, she works in an office, and she travels. She also attends many business luncheons and events, so it's essential for her to find something to fit into her ever-changing routine. In March of 2023, Erica finally discovered the freedom she had been seeking through intermittent fasting. Within 1 year, she lost about 90 pounds or 39.5 kilograms. Fasting has helped Erica gain more clarity, perspective, and patience. Okay, everyone, today I'm joined by Erica Barnhart. Erica is a 43-year-old salon consultant who lives in Pennsylvania with her husband and three dogs. Erica has struggled with weight issues her entire life. At age 13, she was diagnosed with high cholesterol and triglycerides, but never given any medication. Fast forward to 2023, she realized she might have been procrastinating on scheduling her physical because she knew that doctor would become more persistent about beginning a series of statin medication due to her high cholesterol. She was also suffering from sleep apnea and had to use a CPAP machine, and was experiencing plantar fasciitis in her right foot, causing her to limp. She felt unnaturally old, defeated, and unhealthy for her age. She was ready to make a change and began looking for a sustainable and cost-effective plan to become healthier. In March of 2023, Erica finally discovered the freedom she had been seeking through intermittent fasting, and within 1 year, lost an incredible 90 pounds. Fasting has helped Erica gain clarity, perspective, and patience.
Hi, Michelle. How's it going? Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it.
Oh my gosh. No, thank you for being here. It's all like, honestly, the gratitude is all on this side because it takes an enormous amount of vulnerability to come on a podcast and talk about weight loss, health, and all of these very sensitive topics. So thank you for being so vulnerable and so willing to share your story with the world.
I appreciate you providing a platform to tell it because I've got, just so much joy and so much good news to share that I like having a place to send people to listen to it. And you're doing a great job of providing that. Thank
Oh,
you.
thank you. It's so nice of to hear. And for everybody is, that's listening, this is just what I love to do this. I love to podcast and get the word of intermittent fasting out there. And people like Erica, who are so willing and able to do it, like superheroes to me in my book. So let's dive right in, Erica. Let's dive right in. I'm gonna dive in with the question I always dive in with. If you listen to the show, you'll know. How and when did you first discover clean intermittent fasting?
Okay, so clean intermittent fasting. I actually just celebrated my 1 year anniversary. Yay! On
Congrats.
March 1st. So it's just been a year and 1 week since I discovered
Nice.
clean intermittent fasting.
Okay.
I had heard about intermittent fasting a little bit. As you know, it started popping up more in the media and it started to become more socially common. And I had a coworker, but she was like a superior to me, like a boss. And she had lost a lot of weight and I had noticed that she was intermittent fasting. And I'd asked her about it, but she just quickly replied that she was doing it for a Lyme disease protocol. And I was like, I don't have Lyme disease, so I guess I'm not going to ask any more questions. But I had seen her lose weight, but I hadn't heard of it for weight loss before, if that makes
Gotcha.
sense.
Yeah, no, totally. Totally. So,
So,
okay.
yeah. So, long story short, I can go back and tell all the details, whatever everybody would like to hear. But it was in like the beginning of the year after Christmas, and I had reached my heaviest weight like ever. I knew it in my heart. And I had every January we go to Minneapolis for a meeting. So I had to go to Minneapolis and see a lot of my peers. And I just remember I was so uncomfortable and I didn't like any of the pictures. And I was just like really unhappy. I had gotten my hair cut and I added these silly bangs and I bought new glasses and I just did everything possible to distract from the way I was feeling inside.
Right.
So I recognized that and I had to fly and I was uncomfortable on the flight. And I came home and I was just like, something has to change. And along that time too, I was also suffering with plantar fasciitis. I had sleep apnea. And my husband was experiencing a lot of inflammation. I was too, but he was having like a lot of back pain and stuff. So I just started going down the alleyways of inflammation and weight loss and like what can I add to our diet to help him or help us and all these things. And I had always had said I considered adding things or changing the way I ate, but never considered not eating or changing the time that I ate. So that's how I discovered intermittent fasting and decided to jump on board and give it a try. So
That's
here I am.
awesome. Wow. So over a year later, you are here, and how much weight have you released since that time?
Well, that has I have released 90 pounds in 1 year.
What?
Yes.
90 pounds?
90 pounds. I know. I get a little nervous actually to tell the story because sometimes when you listen, people are like, there's all these amazing stories of people with big weight losses and they want to hear the turtles too. But I want people to know that the big weight losses are here too. And I do want to tell my story and let people know it could be them. And even if it's not, it is possible to lose 90 pounds in 1 year through intermittent fasting. So
I absolutely love it. 90 pounds is, I mean, that is a huge, huge undertaking. And it takes somebody with an extreme amount of courage and dedication to get with any lifestyle. But let's talk about intermittent fasting and how, when you started over a year ago, how did you start? Did you start with a kind of a modest protocol, or did you dive in? Because some people like to dive in with like something kind of like a 24 or something like that. But when I started, it was slow for me. How was it for you? How did you start?
I started a little bit slow. to be honest.
Yeah.
I had talked to the one friend I mentioned earlier, and she was like, "Oh yeah, the longest I've ever gone without eating was a couple of days." And I was like, "I've never gone one day without eating." I'm like, "That's actually kind of sad and shocking, right? When there's people
Sure.
around the world that don't eat every day."
Sure.
I wanted to consider that for a moment. So, but whenever I started, I said I was just gonna stop eating dessert. So I think I cut off my time at 8 o'clock and tried to make it till 10 a.m. I just did like 14 hours for the first couple days. But I very quickly changed to 16 hours and then began challenging myself once I became used to those protocols.
And the reason you probably went from 14 to 16 so quickly, and correct me if I'm wrong, is because 14 was probably pretty easy. Was it easy at first for you?
A little bit, yes. I mean, I'll be very honest though, Michelle. Like, right before I decided to do this, I was trying to focus on like intuitive eating. And, I would eat this healthy dinner and I would literally be hungry right before bed. And I was like, I was analyzing that. And I'm like, I know I shouldn't be, but I am. And I was mad at myself and all these things. So even just skipping that nighttime snack seemed like a big hurdle, right?
Yeah.
And then I was the kind of person, to be very honest, like I have a couple dogs and I would get up and literally brew my coffee and eat toast before I even let my dogs out because I wanted to have the energy to go do that.
Right.
So for me in that place at that time, that even seemed extreme. But when I changed my mindset to I can do hard things, it seemed really easy with it. Like I said, just a couple days. It wasn't
Yeah.
hard at all. Like a little challenging, but nothing I couldn't handle.
Right. I mean, anything that you've done the same for, I don't know, your whole life, and then one day you wake up and you do it differently, your body's going to go, hey, at first. But like, I think what a lot of people miss the mark in is that, like, if you introduce intermittent fasting to somebody and they've never really like thought of it, or maybe they've heard of it just a little bit, and they think, I can never go 14 hours without food. And that's a valid response. And my responses to that is like, you can do hard things. However, if 14 seems too much, try a 12-hour circadian rhythm fast at first. And just if you could master that, add in 30 minutes and then add in another 30 minutes. So I like how you approached it, but you kind of felt your body out and you quickly moved up to a 16-8 protocol or so. And how did you find when you started to lose the weight? What was your sweet spot?
Well, I would say that within a month or two, I took part in like a one meal a day challenge.
Okay.
So, I tried to do one meal a day and I tried doing it in less than 1 hour, which I found is possible on some days, but I really like doing about a 21-3. So
Okay.
just like a lot of people do with the OMAD style, but you still have like a snack or some kind of an appetizer, a really
Yeah.
good meal, and then maybe something to close the window. So I would say that's what I grew into most often. But whenever I lost the most significant amount of weight, I was doing alternate day fasting.
Okay, so you dabbled with ADF a bit, and how far into your journey did you say, I'm going to pull out my ADF tool and put it on and see what happens?
So yeah, once again, I was in a Facebook group. And they, a couple months into that, after my OMAD challenge, like a couple months later was like a mealless Monday challenge. So it's like, oh, let me try this. I could do hard things. Let me see what it's like. And I was really surprised and proud of myself for not eating for one whole day. I thought that was pretty cool. So
Yes.
I decided to do it more often. So I went into a comfort zone of about a 4-3. So I would
Okay.
do 3 down days, 3 up days. And then there was one day of like an intermittent fasting, whatever worked with my schedule kind of day was my goal for a long time.
I got you. I got you. So for those people who are listening who may not be familiar with ADF, it stands for alternate day fasting. It is simply just a tool belt in our intermittent fasting tool supply that we have. And when we say an up day, we mean that she has a day where she keeps her window open or up, or as we call it, the entire, from 6 to 8 hours ish. And down days are down days where you do not eat for the day. And so it's just one tool to kind of shake up your metabolism. I've personally never done it myself, and I've been in this world for 4 years. So really, it's just a matter of the individual, and if you need to break it out. Some people absolutely swear by it and love it, just like you. So are you still practicing ADF today?
Occasionally, yes. So that goes into to a little bit more of the story, but I always have an update. I just wanted to like reiterate that that is the rule. So if you take a day off, I like to boost my metabolism, and I even do 8 to 10 hours. Like I like to eat.
That
So
is exactly how you should be conducting yourself on an
yes.
up day. Absolutely. Your up
Yes.
day is more important than your down day.
It is, and it gives me the opportunity to feel like, oh, I ate all of the things I feel like my body needed. When sometimes on a nomad day, I don't feel like I had time to eat all the things. So it gives me that chance to catch up. But now, consistently, I've been doing at least one down day a week, then mixing it up with one meal a day and intermittent fasting. I'd like to add another day, and often I have a goal but don't hit it. And there is a little bit of a reason, which to jump ahead a little bit, my husband started intermittent fasting.
Oh, that was going to
So
be one of my questions always. I want to know if your husband, partner, spouse fasts. And he
I know
does.
he does. He just started, well, I don't want to say just, it's still significant. He started in November, on his own free will. I was just like, you do you, boo. That's not my so. And he was a person who just couldn't get past that milk in his coffee, right? And I kept and he, but he also had a tendency not to want to eat breakfast. And whenever I was an intermittent faster, excuse me,
It's
I would
okay.
be on him like, you gotta eat something, you gotta start your metabolism, you know. And immediately he was like, I love that you don't bug me about eating breakfast anymore. And so I just started planting the seeds. I said, you're almost doing it, actually, if you could just get rid of that coffee. And then one morning he's just like, skip it. I'm like, okay. And then ever since then, he actually like announces, he's like, I went to Sheetz today and ordered black coffee during my window. I was like, what madness?
Crazy how your taste buds change so quickly.
Yes, this is a man that I thought would never change that. So,
Unbelievable.
and that's been exciting. But on the same sense, one thing I keep hearing over time is like seasons of change, and like you might have seasons of weight loss and you might have seasons of stability. And I feel like I've been having more one meal a day meals because I've been wanting to eat with my husband because that is his main meal. I don't know if that makes sense, but
No, it does.
when before it was like he could eat a frozen burrito and live, it's going to be fine. But now I feel like I have to nourish him in some way. So, but he's
I get
completely
it.
okay if I skip it too. Like that's actually something that's been really cool to find out through this journey. He's never been in control, but I was almost afraid to say, like, I'm going to drink my coffee without milk. Like, he'd be like, what? And he was like, okay. Like, it was not a big deal. Or when I came to him and said, I'm not going to have dinner today, I'm going to, drink iced tea instead. He was like, all right, cool. He never was overreactionary, but actually made me trust him more by having those conversations. So it was
I
pretty
love
cool.
that. I love that. He's such a good support for, and you don't always find that. You don't always find that. So kudos to your husband for not only being so supportive for your journey, but also to himself for starting his own health journey. And
Absolutely.
I mean, honestly, it kind of, every single time I hear somebody like you, a woman or a partner in a relationship, start to fast, the spouse or the partner always follow suit in some fashion, sometime. It might take years, but they usually see what their partner is doing and how good they feel, how wonderful they look, and they say, that might be for me. And then they give it a little bit of a try, and then they start to feel really good. And they're like, well, I'll be damned.
It even like kicks in, like he was opening his day with a snack cake or something, like a coffee cake, which for years seemed fine, like, oh, that's better than nothing. I'm like, but actually nothing is better than that. So but this is the same person I've I've seen eat the standard American diet. I could tell you more about, I've also been more into many foods than he was, but all of a sudden I'm seeing him eat things or crave things. Like now he's opening his days with things like dill pickles and peanuts. I'm like, who is this man and what's
Wow.
going on? Yeah, he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What have you done to me? And he's like, I'm craving a cheeseburger, but can we make sure there's lettuce and tomato? I'm like, I've never heard you say that in your life. Like that wasn't even an issue before. But he's like, yeah, but I just really want that, the lettuce and tomato, right? So, it's neat to see again that it isn't just me that my taste buds have changed because I've always liked everything. So they have changed, but legitimately, his taste buds are changing. I'm seeing him try things he's never tried before.
It's amazing because I always hear this. It's appetite correction. I mean, we're talking about appetite correction. Your taste buds change in this lifestyle for the better. So let's talk
Right.
about this. Let's talk about what we're eating. Do you think what you're eating matters? Because it sounds like you do.
I do. Yeah, absolutely. So in my background, I've tried every diet. So I was introduced to like good foods and bad foods at a very early age. And then I got a little bit confused. Around 2015, 16, I had lost some weight using the ketogenic diet. So I got a little diet brainy around fats and about carbs and all of these things. So I have to say what I love the most about intermittent fasting is that there is a place for any food that I want in the lifestyle. But I do feel like making good decisions is also important, if that makes sense. So if there's
Absolutely.
something I really, really want, I know I could find the place for it. But I just want people to know or understand that this, I was out of control before. I couldn't decide what I really, really wanted. And this has given me a whole new sense of control to make that decision and feel okay about it.
I love that. That is such a great, eloquent way to put it. When you first started not having the restrictive mindset around foods, good foods, bad foods, as we like to call them, being able to have that freedom to enjoy a cupcake if it's your husband's birthday or whatever it is, not being left out or feeling like you can't have something, you just have it in your window. And then over time, it's going, your taste buds change, and you naturally, like you said, you naturally will gravitate now to the smarter choices, to the healthier choices. And there's not such a stigma around good and bad. It's just like, oh, well, I want this. I can have it. But like, you don't want it all the time. That's the difference.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Does it make sense today? Or, I always make exceptions for like grandma's cookies or something made by my niece or nephew. It's sometimes you also have to feed your soul a little bit
Absolutely.
too. So, I don't want to say no to my 6-year-old nephew who made chocolate chip cookies for Christmas. I'm like, no, I'm going to taste your cookie. I'm not going to feel any guilt. I'm not going to feel sick tomorrow because I'm out of ketosis, which I didn't fully understand either. I think that that's a big concept that people get confused about. So,
Very much so. You want to talk about it?
I would actually,
Yeah,
yeah,
let's
because
talk about that.
it was one of the things I wish I understood a little bit better before I decided to join this lifestyle. Whenever I was doing keto, I was, always in ketosis and my other keto friends. Oh, by the way, I was successful in keto diet. And I didn't share this earlier, but I started at my highest weight in January at 248 pounds. So whenever I was doing keto, I had gotten down into the 190s successfully. But long story short, as soon as I stopped, the weight came back on. But like I remember my other friends that were doing keto, how we would be like, oh my God, I had a cheat day and my stomach hurts so bad and I feel so sick. And then, oh, looks like I'm gonna have keto flu again as punishment for my actions. And there's always this like cycle of confusion. And then one of the questions I asked first in the community, which I'm no longer in, it was just like a general fasting community on Facebook. I'm like, how come you don't get keto flu anymore? And one lady was like, well, metabolic flexibility. And I was like, okay, smarty pants, what does that mean? Right. So I was kind of irritated. So it's like, okay, a little bit more. So I had to look it up. But for the audience, the way I understand it, metabolic flexibility was everything that I wanted. I wanted to be able to switch from a fat burner to a sugar burner, depending on what my body had excess of or could use at this time. So, and that makes sense to me, instead of my body revolting whenever I made a change. I'm like, people have been changing back and forth for many years and been okay. So how do I do that too?
I love
Instead of just
that.
being one way, right?
Yeah, I like that that lady answered you very candidly, even though it was a little bit like woo, at first. But it's interesting because it's when you ask that first question, you're kind of just like putting yourself out there and not really knowing, like, am I gonna, is someone gonna think I'm, this is a stupid question or something? But there really are no stupid questions. And even though she was giving you the information, it was like super helpful for you in your journey. So yeah, to get into ketosis, it's one of those words I can't
Ketosis.
say, with intermittent fasting, if you're clean fasting every day, you don't have to eat a no carb or low carb diet to achieve ketosis. Your body, once you get through your glucose stores, goes into ketosis every single day. So it's one of the beauties of this lifestyle. And I've never been somebody who is strictly keto, and I've enjoyed a lot of foods over the 4 years I've been fasting, and I still lost the weight. So, and I still go into ketosis every day. That is very confusing to people. People think that you have to eat a strictly ketogenic diet to achieve ketosis. They get out these strips, they get all these testing things, and throw them all in the trash because they're trash. That's not something that is a an accurate measurement of ketosis. It's abs You can't really measure ketosis. I don't really think, if somebody wants to prove me wrong, DM me, send me an email, but I don't think you can really measure ketosis.
No, I tried the pea strips whenever I was doing keto, and I guess it did read some, right? But like sometimes I would dictate my day, like the color of a strip of pea. I'm like, that's disgusting. I shouldn't let that dictate how my
It
day's going.
shouldn't. It really shouldn't. No, definitely not. Definitely not. If something makes you feel bad about yourself and dictates your day, like maybe the scale is that for some people, then just throw it out. Find a new form of measurement, and fast on,
Absolutely. That's the
Yeah.
thing. That's the thing.
That.
And there's been so many things along this journey that have tripped me up just for a minute. Not, I've never quit. I've never quit. But I had these moments like, is this okay? Or this is a little scary. And
Yeah.
there's a psychological aspect to it as well that people work through. But all of it is better and than the way I felt before. I am a better person through this. I know it.
I love
So.
that. I can see like this lifestyle has just taken to you so well. Like you are glowing. And I know
Thanks,
that y'all are
girl.
just listening. But I do post, I'll put this on YouTube. But you have such a glow to you. And I was looking at your before pictures, and not that you weren't beautiful before, you're beautiful then. Now it's just that you could tell, like, your health is actually, it looks like it's just radiating off your face. It's, I mean, gorgeous. So I'm huge congratulations for shedding so much weight. I do have more questions for you if you have the
I'm
time.
ready.
All
I've
right.
got all the time. Yes.
All right, girl. All right. So, movement, I'm a huge advocate of movement. And not to say you have to like be some gym rat to achieve this lifestyle or buy some expensive equipment. No. That's not what I'm saying. I like movement. And movement to me is very important in this journey if you want to be successful. So, I guess my question to you is, would you agree with that? And if so, what do you like to do for movement?
Absolutely. I think some people may need maybe more successful losing weight with more exercise than others. I think that, there's that bio
Sure,
individuality for everybody.
absolutely.
And I do feel like exercising helps me, but I don't have to do extreme exercise. Like, I feel like, I think I said I have this season of, where I've been a little bit the same for a minute, but right before the weather changed. I live in Pennsylvania, so the winter is here and spring is coming, and I'm super excited. I could feel it. Hooray! I get jealous of your Florida weather sometimes,
Don't
but
be. When it's August here, I'll shoot you a DM and tell you the weather. Be like, I'm
well,
not jealous
right
of that.
before the seasons changed, I was doing a couple things. So I had this like little HIIT, HIIT, high intensity interval training. Workout set up around my yard, and like I would go outside with the dogs and I would like run to one section and do sit-ups, and I would run to this tree and do pull-ups, and then I had this little I was doing that every day, and I was getting pretty proud of that. And I was hiking with my dogs, and we had gotten up to like a 6 mile loop at least once or twice a week. So I was hiking a lot, and then winter hit, and then it kind of shifted into I've been using my vibration plate, and I do have a Bowflex, and I do walk my dogs on nice days, but we have not been on a 6 mile hike for sure. So I would say that my exer like I try to get exercise by cleaning the house and doing laundry. And then another thing I did too, that's just a little crazy that I like to share, is I picked up a second job. So there's a banquet hall slash restaurant near my home, and I work sometimes on Sundays, and I'll help like do a banquet, or I'm as a server. So that's actually, people think it's crazy. Like, how do you work in a restaurant and stay fasted? That's actually one of my fasted days. So I think it's like a little challenge, and it keeps me mindful the whole day. I see other servers putting food in their mouth all day, and I'm like, I'm not touching a thing, right? So
That
it's a lot
is
of fun.
so cool. I
But I
love
turn it into
that.
a workout. So I wear my watch, and sometimes I'll get 6 or 8 miles in the restaurant just on that day, just by serving cocktails and stuff
It's
like
such
that.
a physical job, and you're lifting and you're moving and you're probably, if you're doing it on a down day, I mean, gosh, you probably are filled with energy and buzzing and you're making it like a little challenge for yourself. And so I love this tip. This is a brand new tip I've never heard. Pick up a side gig, make some extra cash,
Yeah.
and get in a really cool fast.
Pick up a side hustle. I've paid off all of my credit cards and gotten lots of exercise.
I
Woo!
absolutely love this. You're giving me ideas for myself. And I'm like, hey, I can, go do something and do the same thing.
Is a lot of work though.
It
But
is. It is. It could be a lot of work, but hey, I am always here for more money, and I'm always here for something that's going to help my body and my movement. And I just want to go back to what you were saying before, because seasons, like the winter coming, just like life, we have seasons. You're in Pennsylvania. You don't have the access to the outdoors, which is your quote unquote gym, all year round. So I want to just go back for a moment and talk about movement in general, because if you don't have somewhere to work out, like Erica right now is experiencing winter, and so she's just doing different things. She's using her body. She picked up a side gig. She's, cleaning her house. Maybe she's getting some more steps in while she's cleaning her house, or anything you can find. It does not have to be complex. I am not kidding you when I say I hula hooped. For months, I got a weighted hula hoop and I hula hooped my ass off. And it was so much fun. I put on blaring loud music and I just hula hoop. And that was before I did anything, even walking. I just was like, okay, I'm gonna hula hoop now. So yeah, you just have to just start doing
it's
something.
just start moving, right? Absolutely. I agree. And I just, even if it's not for weight loss, your body needs to be able to move. So I've done a couple yoga videos and things like that I try to throw in. But like I said, consistency is key, and I haven't been as consistent this winter as I'd like to be. So that is, I'm feeling the spring though come on. So
Hey, spring is upon us. We're already in March. You're so
yes.
close. Is it the weather changing up there now a little bit?
It's starting to, yeah. So it's March 7th, and it's a little early, but we've been in the 50s and even in the 60s last week, which is, like I said, not usual. We might get one more snow before it's all said and done. I'm mentally prepared for that, but I think we're almost there. So
You're
that is
almost there. I
exciting.
could see the
Yes.
sunshiny walks in your
Yes.
future.
I'm not a gym person right now. I'm not saying that couldn't change. Well,
It could change. It might change. It might not change.
One thing that I started whenever a goal that I, how do I want to say this? So whenever I started fasting, I was also looking for something that was free.
I love it.
So
Me too. That's how I started too.
So I even have a little Instagram. It's not like super awesome. It's just like about my journey right now, but it's called Fasting is Free. Hopefully
I
we
will
can
include
share
it in the
that.
show notes for those who are
Yeah.
interested.
It's really just like pictures of my food and stuff like that, just
I
showing
love
people
it.
I'm
Yeah, I
eating
follow
normal
you.
things, right? Oh yeah, it's just cute. Like I'm working on it. And if you have any ideas on how to influence people, I'd love to hear them. But
Just keep doing what you're doing, girl.
thanks. Thanks. But
Seriously.
yeah, I've been a member of a gym before. I just don't tend to love it, you know. And then I've considered maybe taking a class locally. Like I don't know if they had, but I live in a little bit of more of a rural area, so there's just not a lot of gyms and classes available. So yeah, I could reiterate that too. Your yard work, your animals, your housework, all can become exercise so easily. YouTube has a plethora of free things that can get you started with no equipment necessary. Like I can do yoga on my carpet in my shorts. So I
Absolutely.
love that.
Absolutely. You can mow your lawn. You could run after your kids, play a game with your kids. I mean, like I mowed the lawn all the time. That was one of my I counted that. That is physical activity. In
It is.
Florida, mowing the lawn, sweating my, patoot off. It was yeah. It's definitely anything you can get in is it counts. It counts.
I take the stairs whenever I can and it makes sense. Just little things. And people laugh at me at the restaurant, but there's just me and one other guy named Matt who's a weightlifter. But every time we like get ice, we're like doing little bucket lift ups. And so I look like the bodybuilder guy. But
That's awesome. I love
we're
it.
always just trying to fit in a couple extra things where we can.
Hey,
So,
that's resourceful. You're using what you have, and
right.
you're it, I just, gosh, I love that so much. We talked a little bit about community, and I want to chat a little bit more about it. Community is something that was absolutely essential for my journey. And so I always like to ask my guests how essential community was for you during your journey and still.
I think community, it's very important. For me, I'm on some Facebook communities, and those are really helpful because I get to see other people and Instagram. I get to see other people's stories and see what they're eating and always get tips. But even if you're not a person who's into social media, I listen to podcasts all the time. They remotivate me. They invigorate me, and it's very strange because I get a little like ego, like I think they're talking exactly to me today. It's so funny how often a podcast will speak directly to me exactly when I need it. So I consider the podcasting community, all of my friends, because I listen to you on my
Oh,
journey all the
thank you.
time. YouTube is another great, but
Yes.
there's also like so many rabbit holes you can go down.
Oh
So,
gosh, there's so
oh,
many rabbit holes. I always
yeah.
say you could prove or disprove anything by going down the correct rabbit hole on the internet.
Oh,
It's
it's
true.
true.
It's crazy.
It's
Totally
true. I
crazy.
could prove that the sky is green if I wanted to,
Most likely. Most likely.
but
Yeah.
yeah,
Okay,
I
yeah,
think that.
community is super important, and if you are starting out in this lifestyle and you're not sure where to turn, find a supportive, inclusive, safe space. It could be on Facebook. There are some private ones out there. Find one that suits you, that you can find your people and find the right support, because even though you might have people in your physical life, that support you, it is so important to have some extra support. I've made friends that are still my friends 4 years later, and we've been going through this journey for 4 years. It's crazy. I'm like, I've never met this person in person, but I feel like I know you because we've been through so much in our fasting journey together. It's weird.
Yes. It is funny how you see some people, you know, who are excited to share in the circles. So yeah, you feel like you're almost like, oh yeah, I'm in the class of 2023. But there's no class and I'm not graduated. It's just this lifestyle. And more people are just coming and willing to share. So like I said, that's when I first joined on Facebook, I just typed in fasting and I joined the one with the most members, and it was good enough. But through that, I quickly found my circle and my people. And I've since then left those communities, and I'm in your community. I also like Graham Curry's community, the
Love
Fasting
Graham Curry.
Highway.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's that's
I'm
a
in there
really
too.
good
Yeah.
community. Yeah, he's just very motivational and kind, and everybody's nice in those groups. So I appreciate that. Not all groups are very nice, or does everybody agree? So it's nice to come to a group that clean fasting is the number one rule, because that is non-negotiable for me.
Yeah, 100%. And in my group as well, that is our number one non-negotiable is the clean fast and kindness of always, because we are a support group. And so
Yes.
you're right. You come into some of these groups where it's not so supportive, or you're getting some misleading information or maybe some incorrect information. So you have to be careful what groups that you select, but fill them out like Erica did, and kind of find your way to your people. Find the clean fasters. That's what I say. Go find the clean fasters.
Right. And just don't be personally offended or annoyed or anything. You might see something you agree with or you disagree with, but just keep scrolling until you find your right community, your right people. That's my tip.
100%. 100%. And like one thing that you said to me that just triggered a memory for me, and this is so weird that I'm thinking this right now. When I first joined Jin's big giant fasting community way back when, I made a comment on something about Nutella. You know, Nutella, the chocolate spread stuff.
Yeah,
I had
hazelnut.
eaten, yeah, I it's one of my favorite things. I had eaten a scoop of it for my dessert in my window, and I was feeling some kind of way about it, and I made some comment. I don't even remember what it was. It wasn't rude. It was just something like, oh, I was bad and I ate Nutella last night or something. And the moderator in that group took the comment away and sent me some feedback and was like, you know, Nutella is not bad, so let's maybe change your mindset. It was something like that. But that comment, at first I got pissed. I was like, brr, you know, like, who do you think you are?
Right.
Nutella is not good for you. What? But it was that moment that I realized they're right. It's not that it's bad, or it's not, it's just a food that I like, and I'm eating it in my window. I'm not doing anything wrong. So it was like some moments like that, these learning lessons. And it was like the comment that you first got, you talked about in the beginning. That's why it jogged my memory. I was like,
Yeah.
oh man, I got pissed at that one comment too.
Yeah, once in a while they sting and you're like, who am I? Like, why am I so easily offended? Like, oh gosh, I didn't realize I would melt when someone gave me some feedback. But it's actually it makes you stronger
I think so too,
to say like maybe they were right or maybe they were wrong and you can make that decision. But when you put yourself out there, you also have to be open that someone might not agree. I had another one too where someone was saying about opening their window, and I was just speaking from my current experience, but I had made this like quinoa salad and I
yeah.
opened up this my day with this quinoa salad and it hurt my stomach. So I just said something like, oh yeah, but I would never start with quinoa. It just made my stomach hurt. And other people's like, well, I love quinoa and you're dumb because you hate quinoa. I'm like, I didn't say I hated quinoa. It just became like
Oh
a thing. So you're like,
my.
just sometimes whenever you do put yourself out there, you might open
Then
yourself
you
up.
regret it. You're like, oh
Yeah.
man, why'd I do that?
I didn't mean to open this quinoa door. I'm sorry.
There's
And
a
that since
quinoa
then,
debate now.
yes. And I've seen sad quinoa, and it's fine. It was just that one day. So just.
I mean, listen, everybody's so different in what we can tolerate in our diets, and you could have just had a bad, you know, day and it just didn't hit you right or something. Who the
Right.
heck knows? It's crazy, but like kindness is always, it matters. It matters in everything we do. So when you're commenting in these groups, please be kind, because we're dealing with weight loss and health and very sensitive topics. It's
Yes.
absolutely imperative. If somebody is unkind in my group, that comes even before clean fasting, because you can mess up and I'll be okay with it as long as you're not pushing. But if you're unkind, no, I don't put up with that.
Absolutely. And it's one of my personal values too. So I would never treat anybody without kindness, and that's something else that I want to say too. Like I want to spread the news about this lifestyle, and I'm very open about it, but I also want to be kind and know that people might be sensitive about it or not in favor of it. So sometimes that adds some interesting layers as well. So, like I said, I appreciate you providing a platform where I could invite people to listen
Of
to how
course.
much I love intermittent
Oh,
fasting.
we can talk about it. I mean, literally, like I could talk about it all day long. I won't take up your whole day. I'm sure you have work to do. But I'm going to conclude with the same question I always conclude with, which is, if there is somebody out there listening today who might be thinking about starting intermittent fasting, might be kind of at their rock bottom, but they're skeptical. They think it's crazy, just like I did, and you probably did at first. What would you tell them to give them a push to just start?
I would tell them that that you are strong and that you should try to have a mindset of growth and change. So whenever you just even have that one mindset, like I am a strong person, I am capable of change, and I am capable of growth, then more positive mindsets will come. So be kind to yourself. Look in the mirror, and even if you didn't have the perfect day that you envisioned, talk. Count all of the achievements that you made, because no matter what you're doing, even if you're not fasting, I'm sure you did something good today and you are still a good person no matter what. So sometimes it's hard to see through all of that, but mindset is key. Just you can do hard things. You can say no. You could say no, thank you. You could say yes. It's your life. You have to live it. So you have options, whether you realize it or not. So don't be scared. You will not die from not eating for one day.
I love it, Erica. That is awesome. You won't die. People, you won't die from eating for one day. It's true. And
Yes.
you actually, you'll feel better, most likely.
Right.
So
The
listen,
other thing too,
yeah.
Michelle, I just,
No,
if I
go
can
for
just
it.
plug this real quick too.
Please.
One thing I'm so glad I found too was Jen Stevens' Fast, Feast, Repeat.
Oh, girl, me
So,
too. That's a great, that's my Bible.
people ask me all the time about intermittent fasting, and I will talk to anybody about it. But if they're very interested, I said, please read this first so we can be on the same page, and then we could go from there. So, at the very minimum, read that book, because that's where I always go back to. Even when things get hairy and weird or confusing, I'm like, let's go back to this because this is my base, this is my cornerstone, and this is where I need to go back to. And then I have the freedom to experiment a little more or go down different pathways if I choose to, but I always come back to that.
It's the fasting Bible. It is. And I have it. Well, you can't see right now, but I have all my fasting stuff behind me. And I go back to it all the time. Even still, 4 years later, I'm going back to it. Anytime you're in a
Absolutely.
plateau, go to the plateau chapter. You hit maintenance, go reread the maintenance chapter. You're
Absolutely.
just starting out, read it again.
I keep an extra copy in my car. I'm willing to give it to any friend that is willing to take it. I always
I
keep
love
one.
that.
Only one person's taken me up on it so far, but I gladly just replaced it. That day I ordered it on Amazon and restocked it. And then I also tell people what, like Audible, there's so many ways that you could do this, even for free. Because, like I said, I did fasting is free. And
It's
so I was
free.
so determined to read this book for free that I downloaded the Audible free trial and listened to it for free. Now, I did end up
Nice.
keeping Audible because my list of books grew and I have gotten through several of them for a while. But I signed up to get that book for free.
It's my favorite F word, free. It's honestly, it's the greatest. This has been so much fun. Thank you so much, Erica, for coming on and taking the time out of your day. I know you're so busy with work and everything, and I pray for you that spring comes so soon and that you could get back into the great outdoors doing the things you love with your dogs.
I am so excited, and hopefully, I have an opportunity to follow up and let you know how things are going once we see more
I
change.
would absolutely. I love update episodes, so keep me posted. And hopefully, in a year's time, we'll be sitting here talking and having an update and see
I
how you're
am
doing.
counting on it. Thanks, Michelle.
Absolutely. Have a wonderful rest of your week, Erica. I'll
You
talk to you soon.
too. Bye.
Bye. Thank you all again for listening today. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Follow me on Instagram at Clean Fasting Mama. If you would like to hear more on my story or sign up for my newsletter, please visit fastandfabulouspodcast.com. And if you're enjoying the show, please leave me a review. Fast on, friends.